Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Forget about us, but if you did, welcome to the Sports Time Radio podcast. I'm the Big Jack, and I may be on my own for a little bit. Dan the Man decided that he is going to remodel his kitchen on his own. I don't know how long that'll take, but eventually we'll be back. But until then, I'm going to try to get on here as much as I can to keep things going. I know we were gone for a while. Unfortunately, I have one of those lovely jobs that really picks up around Christmas time, from like Thanksgiving to Christmas. And it was just a little too much to get here and do the podcast. So I do apologize for that, but we'll see if I can keep kind of rolling in here. But if you'd like to call in and talk to me, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, hey, you can always email me. sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Now, anything else you need, head over to sportstimeradio.com. The blogs go up over there on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so hopefully you've been keeping up with what's going on over there, because they went up both days last week. Even though we weren't here, there were still blogs for you to read. So don't forget about sportstimeradio.com. Of course, while you're over there, you'll see the link that'll take you over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page, and you know the deal. You went all the way over there. You might as well go ahead and give that a like. But don't forget the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. You can also find me on Twitter as well. I am at Burketime. That's Burketime. So, and, you know, I wanted to jump back to Sunday and talk a little bit about this Antonio Brown situation. As I'm sure you've seen or you've heard by now, he had a little bit of a, let's say, freak out. Apparently, as the story goes, he was asked to go back into the game, and he refused. And now I don't know if he was asked multiple times or how it worked out, but he said he had an injury. Apparently, he said he had an ankle injury. And it basically ended up with him kind of going ape crazy, taking off his his helmet, his shoulder pads, and all that stuff. He threw his shirt and something else into the crowd. I don't remember off the top of my head what else he tossed into the crowd before he kind of, let's say, hopped his way to the locker room. So I don't know how much of the ankle injury I was buying, because he looked okay jumping up and down on his way to the locker room. And the main thing for me, and I get that it's easy to make fun of this guy. Let's face it, since he left the Steelers, he's been a clown. There's no other way to look at it. What I'm hoping happens now for him especially is he gets the help he needs. There's definitely something going on there. And it would be easy to just jump on here and make fun of him, like I'm sure a lot of other, you know, broadcast, podcast, television shows, whatever they're doing are doing. And it's not worth it for me, but, you know, there are just so many oddities with this guy, as we say. And now this is all since he left the Steelers. Remember, he signed a free agent contract with the Raiders? Is that how that ended up working out? And then he never actually played a game there. Yeah, he had he had a big issue with the helmet, and there was some other stuff going on, and they eventually just ended up letting him go. He signed with the New England Patriots, but he only played in one game for the Patriots after signing there. Then he caught on with the Bucs last year. He played in 8 games. He did have 45 receptions and got himself another Super Bowl ring. I believe that was his second one. I believe he won one with Pittsburgh. I'll have to double-check that. No, last year was his first one. Okay. And then he played played in 8 games last year, 7 games this year. But, you know, it was kind of an odd little ride this year. Remember, he was injured and missed a little bit of time. And then he got suspended for having a fake COVID-19 vaccination card. And I believe he missed 3 games there. And there was a lot of talk that the Buccaneers weren't going to bring him back. That all changed when Chris Godwin got a season-ending injury. They decided to bring him back. Sunday was his first game. And, yeah, it just didn't work out. I mean, he had 3 receptions for 26 yards. On the season, he had 42 catches for 545 yards, did score 4 touchdowns. So, you know, he was useful in their offense, but obviously there's just some mental health issue there. I don't know how else to describe it, but to call it that, I mean, we're looking at a guy who once upon a time actually had 600 plus catch seasons in a row, and actually had a career high of 136. He also had 7,000 yard seasons and has had 4 seasons where he's caught 10 or more touchdowns. So we're looking at a guy who put up huge numbers once upon a time, and I just don't know. You know, I remember, I believe he also had a problem with a mover where there was a legal situation. I want to say maybe he was accused of assaulting the mover, or something like that happened. I don't believe it ever went to court. I think it was settled beforehand. But now, you know, he's out of a job again. You know, Bruce Arians came out after the game and said Antonio Brown is no longer a Buck, and he didn't go into any other detail. Now, to be fair, we haven't heard Brown's side of the story. The only thing we've heard is the alleged injury, let's call it, because, again, it didn't look like he was really that hurt coming off the field. So we'll just kind of have to wait and see what happens. But you got to wonder, after the issue with the Raiders, then the short stint in the New England, and now this issue, is there really another team out there that's going to give him an opportunity? Sadly, I don't think so. I think this is kind of it for him. So, of course, as always, we'll have to wait and see. He has shown that he does still have some talent. I don't think he's a number one receiver anymore, but he's definitely got enough talent to be a 2 or a 3 on a team. So I honestly don't know what'll happen with him. I mean, personally, I believe he's done and we won't see him in the NFL anymore. But again, you kind of never say never. So we'll just kind of have to wait and see how it goes. But I think he's kind of done. So we did have some other NFL news to run through here. Baker Mayfield is not going to play Sunday. As you know, he's had problems with his left shoulder all season. He has decided to go ahead and have the surgery as soon as possible. So he won't be playing Sunday. He's just, the Browns are eliminated from the playoffs. So he's just going to go ahead and get the surgery, which is probably a smart thing on his part. you know, get it out of the way and give, you know, give himself as much time as he can to recover. You know, and there's already been the talk of, you know, is he now done in Cleveland? And, you know, it gets baffling at times with the way the media reacts to these things. I mean, the minute a team doesn't win, you've got to get rid of your star quarterback, no matter who he is. You know, they're going through the same thing in Seattle right now, who's having a down year. I guess they forget how quickly NFL teams can turn it around. If you remember, the Patriots were down last year and everybody was down on them, and now they're going to be a playoff team this year with a rookie quarterback. So, yeah, it just kind of depends on, you know, who you are. Could I see Seattle jumping right back into the playoffs next year? Sure, and they're in a tough division. Could Cleveland make that move after making it last year? Yeah, there's no reason they can't. So, you know, to start over with another quarterback or a rookie quarterback, you know, that can be a big deal. And you have to remember, no rookie quarterback has ever won the Super Bowl. So when you go that route, you're pretty much saying, okay, we're not going to win the Super Bowl this year. We're going to build for a future Super Bowl down the road. And sometimes you don't ever get there. You know, it's just that simple. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, the jury is still out on him and Wilson and, you know, a bazillion other quarterbacks. Of course, now, you know, the Steelers will be looking for a quarterback because this has been Roethlisberger's last season. You know, they had a big win last night in his final home game over the Cleveland Browns. You know, Pittsburgh got the win there 26-14. So, you know, we'll see where, you know, where Pittsburgh goes. And, you know, there's always talk on, you know, who needs a quarterback or, how, you know, how that's kind of going to kind of work out. But we'll see. And then the Washington football team announced that they will unveil their new nickname on February 2nd. I haven't heard anything about what it might be, but we're going to get a new nickname. So you knew eventually this was going to happen. So, yeah, we'll see what they came up with. I did see today that Wolves and Red Wolves are out because of copyright issues. So I don't really know what is in the running. Okay, here you go. The final eight candidates, all right? The Armada, the Presidents, the Brigade, the Red Hawks, the Commanders, the Red Wolves, which I just found out is out, the Defenders, and football team. God, I hope they don't pick football team. I think the Armada could be kind of cool, couldn't it? The Washington Armada. I could go with that one. I don't know. I don't know so much about the other ones. The Defenders, isn't that an XFL team? At least I thought it was. Maybe not. I thought there was an XFL team called the Defenders. So, yeah, it's just one of those things we'll have to see. And I don't know if the fans had any input or how they're gonna do this. It would have been interesting if they would have allowed the fans to vote, just to see what they came up with. You know, could have been very interesting. But you know, we'll see. I don't know if you've got a favorite name there. Let me know let me know what you think they should go with. You know, again, feel free to email me sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. And, you know, let me know what your name is, what you want the Washington football team to be called. So, but all right, well, let's jump in here and run over the NBA schedule for tonight. We have, only five games on the schedule. We have the Memphis Grizzlies at the Cleveland Cavaliers. The San Antonio Spurs are at the Toronto Raptors. The Indiana Pacers are at the New York Knicks. That game is actually on NBA TV tonight. The Phoenix Suns are at the New Orleans Pelicans. And then the second game on NBA TV has the Sacramento Kings at the Los Angeles Lakers. So it's kind of a lighter night in the NBA with only, you know, only five games going on. I know the NBA did announce that they have rescheduled all their games that were postponed by COVID-19. I believe there were 11. So they didn't say when. They just did say they rescheduled them. So we'll have to wait and see how that goes. But, you know, if you happen to be checking out some NBA action last night, and you know I am not a huge NBA fan, but I did see that Trae Young put up 56 points for the Atlanta Hawks last night. I believe that was his career best. Unfortunately, it came in a losing effort as they still lost 136 to 131 to the Portland Trail Blazers. And then if you're a fantasy owner out there, get ready for the return of Klay Thompson. Reports are right now that the Warriors are very optimistic that Thompson will be able to play Sunday. So be on the lookout for that. I'm not quite sure who they're playing, but it would be a big deal for them to get Thompson back. I'm sure his minutes would be limited, but we're talking about a team that has the NBA's best record right now at 29-7. That extra man back like Thompson, and again, it'll probably take him a little while to, you know, get into some game shape and, you know, all those other things. But even so, I mean, they're still getting another guy who can shoot the basketball, so that could be a big deal as they kind of right the ship after a couple years of kind of struggling and not making the playoffs. It looks like they're back on track and, you know, as of right now, a championship contender. So, and yes, they are scheduled to play the Cleveland Cavaliers at home on Sunday. So not only would they get Klay Thompson back, they would get him back at home. So not a bad deal for the Warriors and their fans there, of course. That's a huge get for them, getting a guy with that kind of talent. Again, we'll have to see what kind of shape he is. Talk about a guy who needs a break. This is a guy, you think the people, the gods of health or however you want to look at it, owe this guy. I mean, he's missed multiple seasons now with injuries and, you know, just needs a little bit of a break, but, you know, hopefully he'll be healthy and be able to, you know, help the team out and finish the season. And then, of course, the other return we're waiting for is Kyrie Irving. Now, again, you have to remember Irving is only allowed to play road games because of the vaccination laws in New York. So I know a lot of people were really excited for him to return. I'm honestly not sure how much help he's going to be or if he's going to be able to get any kind of rhythm. I haven't seen yet if he is going to play tomorrow night. The Nets are in Indiana. Maybe a little better next week. Monday they're in Portland, and then Wednesday they're in Chicago. Possible we may see him then. That may be a little better bet on him turning up. But I guess it is possible he'll play tomorrow, and maybe we'll know a little more when I get back on here tomorrow to do this by myself. We'll have to see if maybe there's some kind of announcement on if Kyrie's going to play or how it's going to work. But again, I'm not buying the fact that he's going to be a big help. You know, he's another one of those guys that is really, as of now, has proven to be more of a detriment to the Nets than he is helpful. So we'll see if he can turn that around. But I don't know. Again, I don't buy it. But you know, you can he can prove everybody wrong, including me. So we'll see. But all right, well, let's take a quick run through the NHL schedule. Now, we do have two games postponed already, the Washington Capitals at the Montreal Canadiens and the New York Islanders at the Seattle Kraken are already postponed. But there are 2, 4, 5, 8 games that are scheduled to be played tonight. We have the New Jersey Devils at the Boston Bruins. The Calgary Flames are at the Florida Panthers. The Tampa Bay Lightning are at the Columbus Blue Jackets. The San Jose Sharks are at the Detroit Red Wings. The Colorado Avalanche are at the Chicago Blackhawks. The Winnipeg Jets are at the Arizona Coyotes. The Nashville Predators are at the Vegas Golden Knights. And the Philadelphia Flyers are at the Anaheim Ducks. Now, if you're a NHL fantasy player like I am, these between the postponements and just guys getting COVID is legitimately just killing your fantasy team. And obviously, you know, I understand they have to do this for health, and you've got to kind of wonder if we're going to run into the problem with Canada again, where teams aren't going to be able to travel there. But, you know, we'll kind of have to wait and see how it goes or how it shakes out or, you know, however things work. But man, it has been rough. I read that tonight's two postponements total 92 NHL games that have been postponed already. And you've got to wonder, are they going to try to make all these up, or how are they going to kind of handle it? Because that's a lot of games to try to fit in. And I know the schedule was a little more spread out this year, so it's possible they'll be able to work these in, but, you know, do they need to work them all in, you know, or how does that work? And, I mean, here, I'll give you a little tidbit. We have 6 IR spots in our league, all right? I have them all filled already with room for more guys to go on the IR. That's how rough it's been for me. I don't have space to put all the guys I have who are on IR due to COVID on IR. It's just one of those things. You know, there's just nothing I can do about it. So it's kind of like, oh, okay, great. I have to come up with something. How am I gonna juggle this? How can I work this out, or, you know, how can I work that out? So yeah, it's been quite the interesting year, so to speak. So, you know, we'll just you know, and again, everybody's going through it. It's not like it's one of these things where it's, oh, poor me. But yeah, I just kind of wanted to give you an idea of how it's going. So, yeah, one of those fun circumstances for fantasy players. You know, and again, it's nobody's fault. It's just unfortunately where we are right now and how things are working out. And you know, we'll see if, you know, if it straightens out. I keep hoping we're going to get it together and not have a problem, but it sure doesn't seem like we're getting too close. But we will see. You know, that's all we can kind of do is sit and wait, and hopefully it gets better. Right? Can it get worse? I don't think it can get worse, can it? I guess it can. I probably shouldn't say anything. So, you know, we'll have to see how it goes. But, you know, hopefully it doesn't get worse. I very much do enjoy hockey, and I would like to see them continue playing hockey. So, I don't know. Don't know what else or how else to put it, but let's just hope it works out and we can get some hockey going. So, you know, and it is kind of humorous that even though I am on at a good time where there aren't a lot of people on the internet in my apartment complex that I live in, I'm still having problems with the internet. How weird is that? Yeah, it's just the oddest thing for me that I can't seem to get any luck when it comes to my internet. And I'm not doing anything spectacular, but and again, feel free to pass along anything, how your fantasy seasons are going, be it hockey or basketball. We do basketball as well, but I'm not the biggest basketball fan, so I'm just kind of like, it's basketball. I'm not overly thrilled with it. And to be fair, I actually did miss the draft, so I am playing with a team that was drafted for me, which isn't always fun, but I am making my changes and doing things that I have to do. So, just one of those, one of those things. So, we shall see how it goes. I'm sure it'll be fine, and I don't expect my team to make the playoffs. I wasn't expecting them to make it anyways. So the fact that I'm just kind of hanging around doesn't surprise me. But, I'll continue to change the lineup and do all that stuff. I don't want to be a dead team for any reason. So we'll just, we'll just give it a shot and keep rolling along. So what else can you do, right? Not much else you can do. So we shall see. But, what else? Yeah, I'm trying to think what else is going on? Baseball is just kind of sadly dead in the water. I honestly didn't realize that them having the lockout would more or less just shut down the MLB network. But yeah, they're not allowed to talk about anything. So they're just kind of going through and showing old games. Yeah, from like last year and stuff. So I did not realize that. But yeah, it's pretty much wiped the whole thing out. And I haven't heard anything about talks or about any of that stuff. So we'll have to see if there's anything new that pops up or how anything kind of works. But I don't know what else to do or how else to handle it with baseball. I hope they get whatever straightened out, but it doesn't look like they're going to. I don't know. It's just been been rough. Yeah. So yeah, we'll see. Hopefully they get some news going there sometime soon. It just hasn't quite heard much, but just kind of like I generally do when it's me. I'm gonna cut out at the half hour mark. I'll try to build up to where we can kind of roll the whole hour along. But for first time back in a while, and I'm solo. It's just me. So I'm gonna warn you here that I'm gonna be ducking out in a few minutes just to let everybody know. But I hope you get a chance to jump on and listen, and hopefully I'll be back tomorrow. Anytime you want. All right, have a great day. Hopefully I'll see you.